Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents H-Town Postgame with Bajani and Creighton.
Neither team has been particularly good with runners in scoring position in this series. He's just trying to change that here. Line drive over the head of Trey Turner. Base hit. Here comes Paredes. He'll score the go-ahead run. 2-1 Stros in the eighth. Cam Smith, a big RBI.
Attaboy, Cam coming up clutch again. It's not a walk-off, but it definitely counts as putting the Astros ahead. Big two-out RBI, a laser just over the head of Trey Turner.
Ball game! Astros complete a pitching gem all 3 days against the Phillies, limiting Philadelphia to one run in 3 days. A 2-1 win and a three-game sweep against one of the best teams in baseball, coming in having won 9 of 11.
Todd Kalas, Jeff Blum on the call. Space City Home Network. Stros with a big 2-1 victory today over the Phils. They were already, seven straight series wins in, but they complete the sweep today. And now you just read the stat a little bit earlier, PC. 9-0-2, their last 11 series of the season. Kicking ass, taking names in the month of June are the Houston Astros. And Cam Smith, the guy that came up with the massive hit, you just heard the highlight there. Since earlier this month, June 5th, Cam Smith has taken his batting average, which was then .245 PC, and after a 2-for-3 performance today, he's now batting .271. He's got his on-base percentage up to .343, when then, June 5th, it was at .328. The guy just has continued to figure it out. He's playing chess, not checkers. He's a rookie. I don't even know if he's played 100 professional baseball games yet. He's probably getting pretty close by now. But just amazing to watch this kid who very much is not affected by the stage or any stage that Major League Baseball, the big leagues, has provided for him. He's come through with clutch hits like you just saw today. He's come through with walk-offs like we'd seen here earlier this month. God knows what this guy is capable of. Very similar kind of vibe that I'm getting. Jeremy Peña, rookie season, big stage, turned out to be an ALCS MVP, turned out to be a World Series MVP, and then 3 years later, he's taken his game to a completely different level. Cam Smith, one of the top prospects, not just in the Chicago Cubs system, but in all of baseball, I think, number 75 overall when he became a Houston Astro?
Underrated.
Underrated. Yeah, I think you just go on and on and on. It's been very, very impressive to watch from him standpoint. Like, people are going to talk about the pitching and how surprised they are in that regard, but there are a lot of other really great things, great accomplishments to kind of pour over with the Astros, and there should be. There has to be whenever they're doing this after, having to kind of sustain all of the injuries / underperformance. And, yeah, there have been much more of those again this year for the Astros, similar positions. first base. Christian Walker continuing to go through it. It's really nice to have a rookie pick guys like that up.
Now think about it. Where have the Astros gotten their offense from in this series? Cooper Hummel, Victor Caratini.
And some defense from Taylor Trammell, too.
And today, Yiner Diaz and Cam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been, quote, the usual suspects. Mm-hmm. It's been, you know, guy a little further down the line there. And, you know, guys like your Cooper Hummel and your Victor Caratini. Today, Cam Smith, go-ahead RBI in the eighth. After Caratini gave him a go-ahead RBI in the eighth. After Cooper Hummel, I gave him a go-ahead RBI in the...
eighth?
Yeah, that's right. I'm telling you.
Eighth team... inning is the inning, really, seventh or later, right? The Astros were doing this earlier this season when they were really struggling to put runs up on the board. I know it seems like they are right now. They're going up against some pretty damn good pitching, too. So you got to tip your cap there, but... it was, you said clutch earlier. Yeah, okay, cool. Two out hitting, two outs, runners in the scoring position, clutch, check those boxes. But if the Astros had been like baffled, bamboozled, whatever, by a starting pitcher or the first guy or two out of a opponent's bullpen, that seventh inning comes around, PC, and I don't know what it is, but they've just been able to do enough, create enough havoc on the bases, manufacture runs, and score late. And their bullpens have reciprocated. They've held on to leads. Look, today, notwithstanding Brian King, but here's a guy who threw 22 pitches last night, a night game, asked to come back in a high-leverage situation again today. He's not been unflappable. Brian King's been pretty damn good. And I think Brian King's going to continue to be one of those guys that you look at pretty consistently in high leverage situations in the seventh inning. Another guy I told you last night they might have options with is Bennett Sousa, who came in and took care of business last night in a high leverage situation. Astros are creating options. That's important. They need depth. I think people worry about how deep they are going into their depth, but that's what it's for. And I've said this for a number of years now. You've got to start treating just the roster outside of the 26 men that are wearing a Houston Astro jersey on any given day. You have to start treating this organization like we do the 26 man, a perennial World Series contending team. This is a perennial World Series contending organization that has pieces. Sometimes they need them. Sometimes they don't.
Look, have they had to go into the depth? Yeah, they have. And are they further into the depth than anybody, including them, would like? Yes. However, they might be at the absolute exhausting point of their depth, but they've managed to have this much depth to play as well as it has. Right? You mentioned Brian King. Brian King's got a 3.18 ERA and a 1.12 WHIP. He's striking out 10 guys per nine.
Is that good?
That's pretty good. Steven Okert has a 2.52 ERA and an 0.64 WHIP, and he's striking out 12 guys per nine. Bennett Sousa, 1.57 ERA, 0.80 WHIP, striking out 11 guys per nine. And they are getting production from a lot of the... quote, middle of the bullpen type guys. Now, the back of the bullpen has very much been in flux, right? Because Louis Contreras hasn't pitched well at the major league level. Logan Van Wy hasn't gotten it done at the major league level. Forrest Whitley was so bad, they sent him packing. Nick Hernandez has only thrown two innings, but, you know, he gave two runs.
We saw enough of him last year, too, did we not?
Caleb Ort has been hot and cold, and most of that is because he had like one or two bad outings.
Ort's going to be fine.
When he first came up, he had one bad outing.
I like that guy.
So his numbers are a little skewed, but he's striking out a batter an inning. And, I mean, you look at where they're getting. These aren't guys that anybody thought we'd be talking about during the regular season. And, you know, the guys that we mentioned, your Steven Okert, your Brian King, your Bennett Sousa. These guys have been key members of the bullpen. You know, they've all thrown, like, Okert's thrown 35 and two-thirds at the halfway point. That's on pace 71 innings.
But you know, Brian King, Bennett Sousa.
Brian King has thrown 34 innings at the halfway point.
Yeah.
Bennett Sousa has thrown 28 and two-thirds at the halfway point. These are guys who are getting used.
You didn't know who the hell they were last year when you first saw them. You were like, oh, my God, like, who are these guys? You're really digging deep here. Well, yeah, maybe. But, again, give this Astros team of developers credit. This is what they do. They make pitchers. I mean, it's like conveyor belt, baby.
Dude, if they could get guys to rehab from TJ, the way they make guys more efficient, we'd have a 12-man rotation.
Yeah, like the rehabilitation, that's one thing for sure. But then it's maybe the maintenance to prevent, the preventative maintenance, I would say, to even have it get to that point. That would
Sean be Dubin, who just went on the IL, had a 1.33 ERA.
Yeah, Dubin was
a 1.13 whip. I mean, Sean Dubin had been really getting the job done. He'd allowed 3 runs in 20 and one-third innings.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Dubin was getting the job done. He was a guy who would go out there and give you multiple innings every time he went out. Like the Astros have pulled guys out of AAA and gotten performances despite the fact none of these dudes were considered prospects. None of these guys were setting the world on fire. They just came up. They did their jobs.
Astros struck out 14 Phillies today. Pretty phenomenal. Trey Turner, 3 Ks. Kyle Schwarber, 3 Ks. Nick Castellanos, who ended the game with a K, 2 Ks for the game. And then Brandon Marsh, 2 more Ks. Those are some damn good hitters. That Astro pitchers just said, sit yo ass down multiple times today. That's fun stuff. Joe Espada talked about the dub just moments ago. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say he probably began the Q&A with a lot of Hunter Brown talk about his badassery.
The diesel.
Tell you what, it felt like a little playoff out there today. Fan base, right? Loud. It's fun. That's a fun game. Fun series.
The pitching in this series.
Wow. That's a really good rotation. Our guys, too. You know, it was pitching, you know, low scoring games, good defense, clutch hitting. It really felt like playoff.
The way that you guys won today and kind of throughout the series, is that just kind of a good illustration of the way you guys have done things for the first half?
Fight, man. We're going to fight you 27 outs, tell you that. This team's going to fight you for 27 outs.
I know it's been kind of going on all along, but you're so banged up. You keep running out different lineups, different guys every day. What are you telling them beforehand?
I don't really have to say anything because, you know, we do our work. We prepare ourselves. We prepare our players. And our veterans do their part, and they get these guys ready to play. It's contagious what happens when you walk in that clubhouse. This is what it takes to win. And, listen, I'm going to give you opportunities because this is what we have right now. And this is how you open eyes. This is how you establish yourself. This is how you contribute. This is at the end of the year when you find yourself in a position to win championship. You know, we all in this together. And that's always been my message. But I give these guys credit. Like Ken Smith, how many times he comes up this year, big moments, get hits like those, that grows your confidence. You know, this kid is just a young kid. And he gets big at-bats against a really good pitcher. And that stuff matters. You look down his career 3 or 4 years from now. Those hits, they matter.
Hunter against this lineup, I mean, he's been a buzzsaw.
Against any lineup. He's just really good. He's really good. You know, stuff was really good. Ask him to go back out in the 7th. He looked at me. He said, Joe, I'm going back out there and give you one more inning. And he did. And Brian Abreu, oh, my goodness. You know, really good.
What did he say? Did he say brilliant?
He said, oh my goodness.
I couldn't understand what he said at the end. Joe Espada cussed earlier.
Yeah. Really good.
What?
Really good. Just said it really fast. Really good.
Oh.
Really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Really good.
Really good.
I like it. I like it. Joe spotted cussing. One of the highlights. Have you guys seen him as hyped up at any point this season other than this series, especially the last two nights? Who got out of that situation last night? It was Brian King. Brian King got out of that situation last night after the Christian Walker mental flub in the eighth inning.
He got a big punch out.
Stranded the bases loaded.
Cassianos.
Alec
Boehm. He got a strikeout on Alec Boehm. And then he got Cassianos to ground out to Pena.
It's a short, yep. And then Brian Abreu struck out Cassianos to in the ballgame tonight. I love it. It's just something special.
By the way, Brian Abreu got up and four outs today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four strikeouts.
Four strikeouts today.
Wow.
I wonder if that was really a long just S.
Was that a holy bleep?
No. Yeah. He said wow, and then he said the whole S.
Holy. Oh, the whole S.
Yeah.
Is that just like one big she?
Yeah.
I love it, dude. He was so pumped up. Playoff atmosphere. He felt it. Team felt it, obviously. And the fans provided it.
I'm gonna
say nothing without the fans.
This is something that we said last year.
Yeah.
But there are some people who are still holding on to this. Some of you need to apologize to Joe Espada. Some of you, going back to last year, the slander, the disrespect that you showed Joe Espada, and then he turns the team around and they win the division.
100%.
And then this year, all the crying and griping about the lineups and the bullpen use, they're 15 over, they're in first place, third best record in all of baseball. You will say you're sorry,
bitch. Do it.
Thank you. Good night.
Somebody acknowledge him, Joe.
Acknowledge me.
Let's go. Bob Nightingale going to join us in an hour. That's going to be fun. We'll continue the baseball conversation coming up next. 81 games in. Who's the Astros midseason MVP? There's only one correct answer.
He did play today.
We will discuss next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
In for the drive, we're Area 45.
So a little bit of breaking news coming down regarding, you had mentioned about Juan DeFranco and that he was probably going to be going to jail. Well,
yes, I
Juan DeFranco is going to jail.
Yes, he is.
Reported 5 minutes ago by Jeff Passan. Juan DeFranco found guilty of sexual abuse of a minor for having an illegal sexual relationship with a 14-year-old girl when he was 21. He gets a, you're going to love this, 2-year suspended sentence. So he'll have to serve it if he fails to meet conditions set by the job, by the judge, the main one being he does not approach any minors with sexual intentions.
Okay.
I mean,
cease and desist from, you know, other minors.
In the United States,
stay away.
We used to say 16 will get you 20.
Mm-hmm.
In the DR, it gets you a 2-year suspended sentence.
All right.
However, the conviction is a felony, which means he's probably never getting a work visa in the United States again.
So this has to void his contract, right?
So he's on the MLB restricted list.
Okay.
I think that if you're on the restricted list, they don't have to pay you.
But if you apply for reinstatement...
Apply for reinstatement because he's a felon.
Hmm.
Tricky. If you can't get a work visa,
you can't
play.
Yeah, I'm putting the pieces together
and
now.
He's probably just never going to get a work visa because with a felony, he's not... Certainly with the current administration, never getting a work visa.
Yeah. I brought him up last night. That you know,
I don't even know if he'll be able to get a visa to go to Japan or to go to Korea and play in any of those leagues. He might be trying to play in the Mexican league.
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
So his career is basically over.
His career is over.
Hopefully he took good care of his money. Hopefully. I mentioned him last night. He's the 100th highest paid player in Major League Baseball according to, or as it pertains to average annual value. His average annual value was just over like $16 million. And I brought him up because he was one of 11 shortstops within the top 100 highest paid AAV players. And I brought him up because Jeremy Peña in the recent report by Chandler Rome and Ari Alexander that the Astros were in quote unquote deep conversations with Peña about a contract extension that is said to have... been for 5 years and more than $105 million. That average annual value, if you believe that offer, is about $21
million, which
I thought was low.
You want to know what's even more crazy?
What?
The mother of the girl was found guilty of sexually trafficking her daughter. And she's going to jail for 10 years.
Because she took money. She took money. Wonder Franco.
Yeah, she was trying to get them to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And here, you know, take. So he was giving money to the mother for take care of the family, take care of the girl.
Yeah, like $70,000, maybe $80,000 total is what they found. That's what they found.
Yeah, that's not what they didn't find.
There's always what they didn't find.
He was giving money to the family to take care of this girl. Like, this was a. Like, real relationship. This wasn't just, yeah, I hooked up with your daughter. Like, this was a real relationship. But I think, I want to say the reporting was the girl wasn't necessarily 100% in on it.
Yeah.
Like, she had reservations about it. She liked being treated well and, you know,
well, look,
famous player. But she wasn't sure about the whole age difference. And the parents, because the mother was, like, pushing her. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Keep going. She's getting 10 years. He got 2 years suspended.
Yeah.
Well, that's wild.
It is wild. But you know what? At least in one case, like, you better be going away to the pokey for a long time if you're going to pimp your daughter out. Like, just get out of here with that. God bless that girl. Needless to say, Wonder Franco, not an MVP. Okay? But the guy that I was alluding
most
to.
Most valuable pedophile.
Yeah, possibly. Statutory rapist, maybe not even applicable here, because if the girl wants, I don't know. It's just
wild. She's young enough. It's statutory.
Oh, I know. She's young enough, but if she wanted it, then that's a whole nother
doesn't matter.
Situation.
It is statutory.
Sounds very much like a, you know, retroactive Mari Povich episode.
Like, the whole idea is, you know, as an adult, you're supposed to be smart enough to know that somebody that age is not of age to make those decisions.
But I think that's what he liked about it.
I don't even remember.
That's what they like about that.
If he knew her true age at first.
Yeah.
He may not have known her actual age in the beginning, but the point is, once you find out, you don't go to the mommy and say, hey, I'm going to give you, like, you know, thousands of dollars.
Thought she was cinquantayuno, you know, who knew? It was 12.
Stuff is crazy in other countries.
Yeah.
As crazy as people might think things are in America.
Yeah.
They are way crazier in other countries.
In some cases, yeah. They're pretty crazy here, too. It's pretty wild. All right. So it was during the second inning of the game today on Space City Home Network. That's what it was. During the second inning, Space City Home Network put a poll up. And the poll was, who's the Astros' midseason MVP? And I thought it was pretty funny.
Who were the choices?
Well, there was only two. Really three. Your choices, Hunter Brown, Jeremy Pena, and someone else. Literally, they put someone else up there. Now, at that point in time, 700 people had voted, and 61% of those people at 1:34 Central Time today had voted for Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena. And in my opinion, I think he's easily the correct answer. And here's why. Hunter Brown, special Cy Young Award candidate. Ask yourself, where would the Astros be without Hunter Brown? Okay? He's been terrific at home. He's been terrific on the road. He's just been terrific amongst baseball's very best. Where would the Astros be without Hunter Brown? Hopefully, we don't have to find out in the next 81 games. Ask yourself the question, where would the Astros be without Jeremy Pena? The defense and the bat. And for a long period of time, PC, no disrespect to Isak Paredes, who's been pretty damn consistent all season long, too. Jeremy Pena's been the best damn bat the Astros have had going, period. Period. And Jose Altuve found it fitting enough to say, hey, get your ass in a leadoff spot, man. Like, we need some help up there. And, you know, we got to figure out this thing in the lineup without Yordan in there, without Christian Walker hitting, you know, XYZ player, Yiner Diaz, whoever it is at the time, going through it at the plate. We need to figure some stuff out. Without Jeremy Pena, PC, I feel like the Astros would be worse than if they were without Hunter Brown. And the only thing that makes me say that is you have to be able to score runs to win baseball games. And the Astros pitching has done a pretty damn good job. Ryan Gusto, Brandon Walter, Colton Gordon, the bullpen, you name it. They've contributed. It feels like they could just go pluck anybody out of the system and say, hey, we need you up here for a couple weeks, big baller. Go get it. And they'd reciprocate.
The argument between Pena and Brown is pretty much like saying, you know, do you want $1 million in gold, or do you want $1 million in, like, crypto? It's still $1 million. I would act. I am leaning to Hunter Brown, and the reason being, the pitching staff once again has been devastated by injuries, and Hunter Brown, who leads the league in ERA at 1.74, Hunter Brown has made sure this team never goes into a tailspin. No matter, it doesn't matter what they've done before he starts. When he picks up the ball, they know they're getting a guy, that they're in the game. Hunter Brown, they need a win. He comes out there, he shuts down the other team. He gives the bullpen some rest, and he makes sure, like you know, you're going to have a couple of rookies, well, in this case right now three, going out there and giving you starts. Hunter Brown has been the anchor of this rotation, where he has given them Cy Young level, and I mean front runner Cy Young level performance. And this is not in any way to diminish what Jeremy Pena has done, because Jeremy Pena has been tremendous. I mean, we were just saying how JP has right now the second highest WAR in all of baseball.
It's been that way for a minute.
Yeah, the only person with a higher WAR than Jeremy Peña is Aaron Judge. But Hunter Brown has been the best pitcher in baseball. Stop.
Yeah, but you see
baseball.
You see my point, though. The Astros have been able to, you know, get help in the pitching department far more easily than they've been able to find, like, hey,
well, keep in mind,
we need a starter. We need somebody that's going to get us going offensively. They literally have that guy in the leadoff spot. You know, he's got the ability for some pop. He's got the ability to steal your bag. He's the most aggressive slash the best base runner they have on the team right now. And he's got one of the best gloves defensively you can find anywhere on the field.
His defense is not as good as you think it is.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's three outs above average.
I don't care what
Bobby Witt is above 15. Average,
and he made another tremendous play today.
He's a very good defender. He is not among the elite. He's a very good defender, but he has been a high average, high on base. He takes extra bases. He steals bases. He has been their best hitter overall. Best overall hitter. I'm just leaning, and we're splitting hairs.
Because we are.
Both of these two guys have been.
You're trying to say hurtful words.
You could ask, well, I'm not saying hurtful
You're
words.
You're trying to say
I'm
hurtful
saying
words.
That Hunter Brown, to me, has been the team MVP because he's been the anchor of a staff that's been brutalized by injuries. And when you talk about what the other guys who have been in the rotation outside of Framber Valdez have done. All right, Ryan Gusto. 4.62 ERA, 1.48 WHIP. Not that great. Hayden Wesneski, 4.50 ERA, 1.09 WHIP. WHIP's pretty good because he didn't walk, guys, but 4.50 ERA is still pretty high. Lance McCullers Jr., as good as he's been, 4.91 ERA, 1.43 WHIP, because he walks a lot of guys.
Yeah, but he also had a couple of stinkers in there, too, before
well,
he turned
that,
things
he had
around.
That one really bad stinker.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Walter, 3.80 ERA, 1.10 WHIP. Solid. Not great. Solid. Spencer Arrighetti had a 5.59 ERA before he got hurt.
It's two starts.
I'm saying he had a 5.59 ERA before he got hurt. AJ Blueball, 4.50 ERA, 1.50 WHIP. So the other guys have been mediocre,
mm-hmm.
decent, okay. They haven't been very good, but mm-hmm. they haven't been awful.
Right.
He has been the most elite pitcher in all of baseball.
No question. I'll go back to this.
We're splitting hairs.
Offseason. Alex Bregman. Everybody knows he's gone. It's just not a formality yet. Okay? Joe Espada's asked, hey, who's the guy that you believe can step up and be the vocal leader in the clubhouse? Who's the guy that you think can step up and take their game to the next level? He didn't mince words. He didn't hem and haw. He didn't give you a list of candidates. He said two words, Jeremy Peña. That's it. He said Jeremy Peña. That guy was at the forefront of his mind because of what he'd seen from a ALCS MVP, a World Series MVP in his rookie year and had seen the maturation. And a guy that was like hanging out, waiting to just, you know, have his opportunity to kind of seize what he was already knowingly capable of. And that's being the guy. A guy that can be a fire starter, that can be the energy, that can be, and I'm talking about in the clubhouse, in the dugout, and definitely on the field. That's what he brings every single day is Jeremy
Peña. Been great. I'm not saying he's been great.
Without that, and this level of production, and never mind, okay, only three outs above average. Fine. That's above average. How above average is he as a leadoff hitter in Major League Baseball right now?
Been phenomenal. Listen,
I think
again,
he's been.
I'm not
I think
taking...
he's probably been the best leadoff hitter in baseball since he's been put in the spot, and that to me is called a very above average, well rounded player. And you take that guy out of a lineup that is struggling to score runs, and you're FUBAR.
You gave me a choice: pick this guy or pick that.
And I'm
guy.
Trying to convince you to go with me.
And again, where are they without? Where are they without Jeremy Peña?
Ring the bell.
Well, they're probably in trouble. Where are they without Hunter Brown? Effed. effed.
You know, AJ Blue Ball would just turn into a badass. I don't know.
AJ Blue Ball has been getting his butt kicked at AAA this year. I mean, he's been getting hammered.
They would find somebody named Aloysius, you know, hiding in their farm system like High A Asheville and say, hey, bub, come on up here, boy.
I mean, Hunter Brown has been so good. He is the front runner for the Cy Young in the American League. And if he wins Cy Young, hell, if he finishes top three, the Astros get a comp pick after the first round.
Even if it's just top three? I thought he had to win it.
Just top three. You have to win rookie of the year. But if you're top three Cy or top three MVP, you get that comp pick. Now, you can only get one comp pick per player. But it's as long as they have to hit that tier before they hit arbitration.
Mm.
This is Hunter's last year before arbitration.
Let's go.
So he wins. If he's top three, right now he's the favorite to win. He's top three Cy Young. Astros get a sandwich pick after the first round.
Derwin, talk some sense into PC, will you? Derwin text in from the 713. I agree with SB. Hunter's amazing every five games. Pena's five times more important day in and day out. Sign Derwin. Sign Bajani. Sign anybody else with a brain.
That is such a roto baseball take.
Coming up next.
Roto baseball. Oh, no, it's a hitter. He's a hitter. He plays more. You don't have the pitching. You don't go anywhere.
Hey.
And they've got the best in baseball.
Chris is going to break the tie next.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
And for The Drive, we're Area 45. Patrick Creighton, he is him. I am me, Sean Bajani. Chris Santiago, the tiebreaker, our badass producer, is here. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. Coming up at 520, Odyssey Major League Baseball insider Bob Nightingale is going to join us to talk a little ball, Astros, and all things Major League Baseball. Looking forward to that. On the YouTube, Kick Rocks says they have another ace, talking about the Astros. They don't have another Pena on the roster. Fromber's been just as good. It's just not as sexy. It's hard to be as sexy as Hunter Brown has been this season. And then somebody else texted NPC from the 281 saying, is Hunter Brown at his best better than Verlander at his best? Whose stuff is better? And I just replied to that fella that, man, I mean, if you take, you know, JV's best years, which just off the top of my head, I told him 2011 and 2022, right? Probably the impressive part about that in and of itself is the disparity between the seasons. But the 2011 year he had with Detroit, when I think he'd led all pitchers in Major League Baseball in basically every major statistical category. I'm talking about wins, ERA, and WHIP, and ERA plus, and you name it, he did it. He was awesome. Won 24 ball games in 2011, I think. And in 2022, 18-4 with the Astros. Very similar story. Like, those 2 years, it's almost splitting hairs. Like, Hunter Brown went 7 innings, 3 hits, no walks, 9 Ks against one of the very best that baseball has to offer today. Yeah, I know. They were without Bryce Harper. Okay, cool. Astros pitching, and he very much included, still struck out some of their better hitters multiple times.
Did Yordan Alvarez play?
No, he did not, sir. And believe it or not, Christian Walker did play. But you wouldn't have known it outside of the double that he had later in the game. It's splitting hairs to me. Look, it just at their best in a particular season, you pick out whatever you think JV's most domineering season was as a Tiger or an Astro or whatever.
See, I think you have to look at things a little bit different here, right? JV came up towards the tail end of the steroid era, right? He came up in 2005.
He took advantage of weak hitters.
And
don't say that.
No, JV faced guys who were still juiced on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And he came up at 22 years old. Hunter Brown came up at 23. So if we take, you know, because Hunter, JV only pitched 11 innings at 22. So we take them each from 2023 on. Right? Hunter had an ERA of 5.09 his first year as a starter. 3.49 last year. And it's 1.74, which leads all of baseball this year. First 3 years as a full-time starter. JV was 17-9, 3.63. 18-6, 3.66. 11-17, 4.84. So they each had one lousy season. And then you figure one really good season and one pretty good season.
Yeah, but at their best.
Well, it's hard to compare a kid who's 26, who's only finding out what his best is, to a guy who's 42 and we've already seen it. Verlander's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard for me to say, is somebody at his best as good as a Hall of Famer when we're only seeing what his best is and we don't know if there's more.
Oh, I know. It's the longevity that you can't, it's incomparable.
No, I mean, like, is what we're seeing from Hunter Brown right now is phenomenal. Is there more?
I mean, you can't get
we don't
much,
know.
You can't get much better than doing what he's doing. He's got to be able to do it for a long period of time. That's the thing. How do you do better than what he's done to this point this season?
Verlander, early in his career, used to throw 100 miles an hour all the time.
Can he get outs?
Brown doesn't throw 100, but he can throw 98.
Yeah. And, you know, JV's notorious for giving up dingers, too.
And you remember how, like, when Brown first came up, they used to show the side-by-sides with him and Verlander?
Yeah.
Because he idolized Verlander as a kid, so his windup, his delivery is almost identical to Verlander's.
It is.
So I don't think he's going to pitch the kind of innings that Verlander pitched, because Verlander pitched 200 innings or more every year from 2007 to 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And then again in 2016 and 2017 and 2018 and 2019 before his shoulder, his elbow exploded.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's threw 200 innings a lot of times.
Yeah.
I don't think Brown's ever going to throw that because, you know, the game is managed totally differently now.
It is. Well, and then with the bullpen the way that it is for the Astros, he didn't have to.
But just pitchers don't get left in to throw as much as they once did. And the Astros, of course, are very aware of how many pitches a guy has thrown, how many of those pitches were thrown under duress. They manage pitching much differently.
Mm-hmm.
So from that standpoint, I don't think he's ever going to pitch those kind of numbers. But his ERA plus, Hunter's ERA plus this year is the best in baseball. It's like 2.15.
Yeah.
His hits per nine innings, best in baseball. It's 5.5. So what he's doing is just, I mean, he's just doing some crazy things in his third year as a starter. In Verlander's third year as a starter, he was 11-17 with a 4.84 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before that, he had a Cy Young finish at 7, and he had a Cy Young finish at 5, and he won Rookie of the Year.
Look, all of those things very much in Hunter Brown's future. You know,
if we are talking about Hunter Brown in the same sentence as Justin Verlander, thank you, baby Jesus.
Yeah, 100%. Let's get out to Norway real quick, because I would imagine that's where this individual is by this point in time. PK, what's happening, my man?
What up, PK?
Hey, Sean, APC. How you guys doing, man?
Doing great.
So are you back in Norway?
I'm back in Norway, and, you know, it's not even what it's almost midnight, and so it's really good when y'all are sitting in for the drive, because means it's an early night for me.
There we go. PK usually calls us at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning from his part of the world. So what you got, man? What's on your mind?
Well, I mean, I always say it's nothing better than calling in on a night when it's a happy recap, but this maybe is a little bit different, because this is the best thing you can do, is calling on a night when it's a happy recap after a series sweep of one of the better teams in the National League.
Amen to that. impressive, especially in the way that they did it with the pitching. And, you know, they weren't scoring 4, 5, 6 runs every night.
The pitching, the D, and the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing series sweep for the Astros. Very proud of them.
Yeah. Well, they got an opportunity to do it against another pretty good team starting tomorrow against the Cubs, man. How you feeling about that one? Kyle Tucker coming back?
I'm thinking and hoping more of the same. What we've just seen the last 3 days.
Hey, PK, I got a story for you.
Yeah.
So you know those chips that you brought over from Norway?
Oh, yeah.
That I got three of the last time you brought them over because Johnny ate the whole damn bag.
Mm.
That's right. You got your whole bag this time.
So I brought the bag. I put it. I hid it in the pantry so nobody else would see it.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
My daughter found them.
Oh, no.
She opened them. She tried one. She goes, oh, these are pretty good. Then she went and found her mother. And said, hey, Mom, try these. So while I got three chips out of the bag Bajani ate, I got no chips out of this bag. The mother of children and the princess ate the whole damn bag.
Yeah, I've already killed mine, too.
Oh, my God.
However, I will say that the Norway Kit Kats, I liked those.
Yes.
Those were good.
Dude, those are legit better than real Kit Kats.
Those were really good.
Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah. Great, and you may have a chance to get at least three more because there's another bag that Sean's sitting on for Chris, right, Sean?
Yes.
Chris just found out about just now.
No, I told him the other day.
Yeah.
I was supposed to bring it to work today, and I forgot. My bad.
Yeah, I figured I better mention that. Chris figured it'd be a good idea to mention on air, so now you got no excuse for not handing it over.
My bad, Joe.
I'm sure he didn't tell you to do that at all, yeah. I'll bring him on Monday. I'll bring him, tomorrow.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Somebody send me a reminder. Hey, PC, does this call count as a call for Area 45 or the drive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, when are you back?
Man, after what I hear, you're getting ready to do it. Maybe sooner than I thought, but I got to run that by the wife first.
All right. Well, let me know this way. I can try to get one of our events to while you're here.
Yeah, and shout out to Tony for being AWOL last week and not showing up at the curb where we had the whole place for ourselves, Area 45. And yeah. He was AWOL.
Tony! Good thing he's giving out big discounts.
I didn't know he was a no-show. I felt bad for having to leave early. I don't feel so bad.
Yep. Tony, which I found out he's my birthday brother.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, don't let him steal any shine away from you.
Only country in the world celebrates our birthday is Norway. National holiday, 4th of July.
There you go.
All right, PK. Well, appreciate you, brother. We'll see you again soon. Check with the wife.
Oh, yeah. All right. Appreciate you guys. Good talking to you.
Thanks,
right,
PK.
Man. PK's wife probably thinks that he's got a chick like in the States. Like, why are you going? You're going over to see radio guys like really once a month for weeks at a time. I don't believe you.
Who is this girl you're talking to?
Who's the broad? What's her name?
It's Jake from State Farm. Oh, yeah. What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Oh.
Khakis.
Yeah. You think PK is going to put his wife on the phone with one of us one night? I don't believe you're talking to people on the radio in Houston. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You're talking to somebody. Who is it?
Well, I can tell you this. Sean Bajani will never be wearing khakis.
No. It's going to be Chris on the other line. He's going to be like, yeah, what's up? All right. Coming up next, 5 o'clock. They do 5 o'clock fire. We do hot leads. Day's top stories next.